Let's bring in a man here who, of course, has been here a long time. Exciting times at King's Meadow. Developments off the pitch, of course, and still need to be sorted out. End of season promotion, playoffs still a possibility. The chief executive, Eric Samuelson, is a man who keeps his feet firmly planted on the ground and joins us live now. Eric, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
It's fair enough, isn't it? You do try and take things in your stride. I think it's as the managers say, don't get too excited with the wins, don't get too down with the losses.
I think that's right. I mean, I sometimes think I miss out in life because I'm so unflustered by what's going on, and serene in the middle of even in the playoffs in the conference a few years ago, just completely serene. What will be, I can't affect it.
No, but it has been some story so far. On the pitch, let's not talk about the pitch, but let's talk about on the pitch, shall we? We'll leave the pitch to describe itself throughout the afternoon. Very exciting. These are exciting times, really. You know, has it exceeded expectations this season?
Just about. My hope was that we would be close to being in the playoffs throughout the season, and I think we did dip away a bit January, February, but back now. And so, yeah, I think getting in the playoffs, I always thought was possible, and I always thought we could certainly make the top 10. So slightly better than expectations, but now that we're in a playoff place, the expectation has changed, of course.
Yes, of course it does. And as we said, I mean, permutations could allow for the playoffs to be secured today. There is another couple of opportunities, another game against Portsmouth here midweek, and then, with all due respect, two matches maybe against sides that you would say are winnable ties. So, as Alan says, it's 6 points that would secure it, with four games to play, hopeful.
Oh, very. Actually, I'm happy that we've got the two most difficult games first against the two higher-placed teams, because we do better against them. It seems to be the perverse way that many football clubs operate now, in particular. So, yeah, I think today will be a big game, but I'm very happy to be playing a team that's riding quite high.
Mm. Without wishing to make comparisons between the two teams, but obviously everyone knows here at Wimbledon it's a fans club. It rose from the ashes. Leighton Orient, a club that is steeped in its heart. Its fan base is very passionate, very strong about it. But of course, it's owned by an individual. The two different models exist. But obviously a lot of people will say, well, you know, we look at what Exeter have done, we look at Wimbledon, we look at other fans' models as well. It certainly is something that football clubs should look at and can consider and should know. It's very possible to do.
It is. I think Exeter are particularly admirable, because in many cases when an existing football league club is taken over by fans, what happens is they take them over only because they're a basket case. And then, of course, the fans don't have the facility to raise the money. Exeter had the combination of good fortune and hard work that they got a match against Manchester United early on, which allowed them to clear all of their debts.
Yeah.
Whereas other clubs have been taken over in the league have not been so successful. It's easier, I think, to build from the bottom up than it is to take over an existing club that's hit the wall.
Mm. Talking about building from the bottom up, so the playoffs, a distinct possibility, we have to say, and therefore, as a consequence, promotion is a possibility. Has that affected your planning for next season?
Yes and no. I mean, you can't, even I can't help thinking about, well, maybe we'll get to the Wembley and maybe we'll collect the trophy and then what will the consequences be? So I've done a few outside sums and had a chat to Neil about roughly what the budget would be next year. I was a little bit surprised when I discovered what the average spending is in League One. It's not as high as I thought, and therefore we wouldn't be as far behind many of the clubs as I feared. But the detailed planning, no, the first detailed planning we'll be doing is any club that could conceivably make the playoffs that have been invited to Wembley on Wednesday for a meeting to talk through how you run the final, because you need proper planning time. So
yeah,
that's when the planning will really start.
Mm. I remember speaking last season, actually, when Brentford were having a good season, and it was mentioned that Brentford had put plans in place, what would they do in the Premier League, and one or two eyebrows were raised and go, oh, hang on, that's a bit presumptuous. But actually, you can't. You have to take into account the possibility of things happening. If you're having a good season, you have to think about what you will do if there is promotion at the end of it, because otherwise you get to that point where you go, right, what do we do now? And no one wants to be in that situation.
Absolutely. In our case, it's a little bit different in that we're fairly constrained by the size of this ground, and
yep,
therefore we know we won't be getting much bigger crowds. We'll have some bigger teams coming, or more big teams coming, which will increase the crowd a bit. But by and large, one of the reasons we need so desperately to move to a new stadium is that we will not be able to earn a lot more money, and that's why what we can offer Neil as extra funds will basically be the extra central funding we get, and that will be it.
Yeah. So you brought up the subject of the ground. We know it has been called in by the Mayor of London's office. That is the next stage, the next hurdle has to be crossed. Do we have sort of a time scale for that?
No. The new mayor and his planners will decide that once elected. The existing mayor could have chosen to do it himself, but it hasn't. And he's got a lot to do. It's understandable. What we imagine, what we hope will happen is that by, say, July, they will be able to have the hearing or the necessary process to take place. I expect that what will happen is in May, shortly after the mayor is elected, he will have some conversation with his planners, setting some general direction. We'll meet them, we'll talk about what needs to be done. And then the calling in process will continue, and hopefully, since planners in Merton and Wandsworth and the GLA all say this is a perfectly good plan, hopefully it'll go through, not so much on the nod, but go through.
When we spoke about the news when it was first announced to me, the word frustrating was used. Does this affect the timescale of when a new stadium could be built? I mean, the target is for just over 2 years' time to be playing in there at the beginning of season 18-19.
The first question I asked of our project manager once the news came through was, can we still make 2018? And the answer, according to the project plan, is yes. Clearly, it's a lot more difficult than it was, but it's still possible. We're still targeting for it. But it hasn't helped, obviously.
No, and it could have an effect on that. I mean, I suppose it's like everything else with Wimbledon. You know, it wouldn't be Wimbledon unless it was a little bit difficult. And if the new home has to be delayed a couple of months or whatever, then I suppose that's what's going to have to happen. But as long as ultimately that's what you achieve, then that's the target, isn't it, really?
It is. I mean, I try to be philosophical, whether it's a bad defeat at football, or unfortunately I haven't been too many of them lately, or a calling in. In the end, you know, you'll find people saying, I'll look around, let's count the dead. Let's get it into perspective, in other words. Yeah. We go on, as Neil would say when we lost a game, we go again. And we'll be fine. We've overcome far more substantial hurdles, like starting from scratch,
absolutely,
than overcoming a calling in. We'll get there.
And we were talking about it beforehand, you know, if it delayed it, that the move would happen during a season. Is that something you'd put to the fans? Or would that just become an economic decision?
It's something we've talked about anyway, when we thought we might, at one point, our target was to open in 2017 or partway through the season. And I think, instinctively, as a football fan, you wouldn't want to start other than the start of the season. But when you sit back and look at the logic and the finance of it, why? And there are arguments like, well, you want the formal owning and the benefit of the massive income from the opening major game. Possibly the disruption of moving mid-season. Clearly a lot of extra admin work. But in the end, I think what we have to do is analyse everything in detail and come to a sensible conclusion and go to the members, the owners, and say, this is what we're planning to do.
So today, Leighton Orient, we're sort of saying it's last chance saloon as far as Orient are concerned for Wimbledon. The run is fantastic at this moment in time. Are you hopeful of continuing that run?
I expect, clearly I don't expect to win every game of the season, but every individual game we approach, I expect to win. That's the only way to go about it. I'm with Gazza, and I never make predictions and never will. But other than that, I'm hopeful, and I can't stop myself thinking about where we might be by 5 o'clock tonight.